Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
I often treat the face by treating the gut. It's not what you put on your skin that matters. It's what you put in your mouth that matters. That is determining a lot of what's happening with our skin health. So beauty and skin health really comes from the inside out. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark. As a busy doctor with multiple jobs, I'm all about tools that make my life simpler. And since testing is something I rely on to help almost all my patients, I was really excited to learn about Rupa Health. Hormones, organic acids, nutrient levels, inflammatory factors, and gut bacteria are just some of the many things I look at to find the most effective path to optimal health for my patients. But that means I'm placing orders through multiple labs, which is just an overall pain. And it also makes keeping track of results more difficult for me and my patients and other doctors. Rupa Health has totally changed that. They've made functional medicine testing simpler and more convenient than ever so that practitioners like me can focus on helping their patients. With Rupa Health, functional medicine practitioners can access more than 2,000 specialty lab tests from over 20 labs like Dutch, Vibrant America, Genova, Great Plains, and more. It's 90% faster, letting you simplify the process of getting the functional tests you need and providing a noticeably better patient experience. This is really a very much needed option in the functional medicine space that I'm so excited about. You can check out a free live demo and a Q&A or create an account at rupahealth.com. That's rupahealth.com. People are always surprised when I tell them that even with a whole foods diet rich in plants, we can still be nutrient deficient. And addressing nutrient deficiencies is one of the lowest hanging fruits for optimizing our health and feeling better at any age. And that is why I'm a huge fan of AG1 from Athletic Greens. Since our soils are so damaged, the plants can't extract the nutrients because there's no living matter anymore. And we're up against issues like chronic stress and toxicity and sleep deprivation like never before. And our bodies need some extra help getting all the right information to work properly. Now, that information comes in the form of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and good bacteria, all of which help our cells remember how to efficiently tackle their important jobs. So one of the things I use every day to support my diet is AG1 from Athletic Greens. With just one scoop of AG1, I get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, and more to support my entire body. Even with a really healthy diet, it's hard to hit the mark for all our nutrient needs. So I feel better knowing I have some extra help from AG1. Unlike other supplements and powders out there, AG1 is third-party tested and made without GMO, nasty chemicals, or artificial anything. It actually tastes great, kind of like a tropical green drink. I like it on its own mixed with water, but it also works really well in most smoothies. If you're curious about trying AG1 from Athletic Greens for yourself, right now they're offering my community 10 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey everybody, welcome to the Doctor's Pharmacy. It's Dr. Mark Hyman, and this is a place for conversations that matter. Today I'm bringing you a new feature of the Doctor's Pharmacy called Health Bites, to improve your health by taking small steps every day that can lead to big changes over time. So today we're talking about acne. Yes, acne, the number one skin condition in the United States, affecting millions of people, 17 million in fact, costing $1 billion a year in treatments and other problems. It's not just affecting teenagers, but also many adults. And the first thing we have to deal with when we think about acne is all the over-the-counter products, all the stuff on infomercials, all the things that we're supposed to fix our acne with lotions, potions, creams, and gels. But unfortunately, they're not addressing the root cause. And that, my friends, is what we're going to do from the framework of functional medicine. What is the root cause of acne? Why do we get these inflammatory pussy pimples on our face and maybe other parts of our body? Well, there's a lot of reasons. The biggest reasons are today in our culture, dairy and sugar, or I would say anything that turns to sugar, like refined carbohydrates, bread, rice, or pasta bread, so forth. Bread twice, I said, because it's really a problem. So basically, we have a diet that is driving inflammation, that is driving acne. It also is a diet that destroys our gut microbiome with processed food, lack of fiber, antibiotic use, environmental chemicals, all destroy our microbiome and lead to imbalances in the flora there that drive inflammation through the rest of the body and can cause significant skin issues. Another big one, stress. Stress is a big factor, and that raises cortisol, messes up your hormones. Hormonal changes can happen in women, particularly that are affecting their acne, such as polycystic ovarian syndrome. So we're going to get into all that, but let's sort of talk about the role of diet and what we know. And there are many, many studies. If you just Google acne and diet on the National Library of Medicine website, you'll see that there's plenty of research about this. And in fact, there's some great randomized controlled trials. There's a lot of observational trials, but essentially sugar raises insulin. Insulin promotes the production of testosterone in women, and testosterone can cause acne. And it also causes inflammation. Basically, sugar drives inflammation throughout your body. It also causes imbalances in your microbiome and flora. So if you really want to get rid of pimples, you should cut down or dramatically cut out sugar, starch, and that's bread, rice, or pasta, flour products of all kind. Dairy is another one. Dairy has so many different hormones in it. It has 60 different hormones naturally. Even if it's got hormone-free milk you're getting or hormone-free dairy, it still has lots of hormones, including insulin, many forms of testosterone, progesterone, and so forth. And these all affect us. And particularly the A1 casein cows, which are the modern cows, they produce a certain type of milk that's more inflammatory, cause more problems. So dairy is another huge cause of acne. And the number of large controlled trials found cow's milk increased the number of people with acne and the severity of the acne. So really bad news. The other thing that is a big factor is fat. And certain kinds of fat, particularly trans fats, refined oils, they can be driving more inflammation and cause more acne. But the big two are really dairy and sugar. And I would really encourage you, if you have acne, to eliminate dairy 100% and also sugar and refined flours for a while and see if it improves. Because that often will take care of it, and without a lot of fancy doctor's visits to the dermatologist and some of the more toxic drugs that are used, like Accutane. We use topical antibiotics, we use oral antibiotics, we use Accutane. These are not great drugs, and they often cause secondary problems. So the gut plays a huge role in overall health, and the microbiome plays a big role in our overall health. But it also plays a role with conditions like acne. I had a patient once who had a really bad case of cystic acne, and she ended up having a number of parasites, and we cured her parasites and fixed her microbiome, and her cystic acne went away. I often treat the face by treating the gut. It's not what you put on your skin that matters. It's what you put in your mouth that matters, that is determining a lot of what's happening with our skin health. So beauty and skin health really comes from the inside out. There's also nutritional deficiencies that are big drivers of problems. For example, zinc, vitamin A, vitamin E, are playing a big role. So omega-3 fats are really important in keeping inflammation down. Certain fats actually are really important, like evening primrose oil, which is an omega-6 fat called gamma-linolenic acid, is actually a very effective anti-inflammatory, helps with gut repair, but also seems to be hormonally regulating in women and can help with reduction of acne. So I think it's really important for women thinking about treatment to not just think about things like the oral birth control pill, which many doctors prescribe to regulate women's periods. That can be helpful, but it also can cause secondary problems like impacting the microbiome, micronutrient deficiencies that are a result from taking it, increasing overgrowth of yeast, and potentially even inflammation from hormones. So I'm not a big fan of the birth control pill as a strategy for treating acne. I mean, it has other benefits, obviously, but I think it often can cause an exacerbation or worsening of acne after you stop the pill. So it's really important to get to the root cause and to deal with the drivers of acne. It's pretty interesting when you look at the science behind this, and you see that a lot of the challenges we see because of our diet are really driven by the poor quality diet we have and all the things that are going on with milk. Now, the dietary guidance in America say to drink 3 glasses of milk a day as an adult, 2 glasses as a kid. There's very little data on showing that this is actually good or effective or healthy. In fact, there's plenty of data showing the opposite. And I've reviewed this before on the podcast, but I encourage you to check out an article called Milk and Health by Drs. David Ludwig and Walter Willett from Harvard, which reviewed all the evidence of milk and presented a case for why it's not nature's perfect food and may actually be harmful and not something that we should be having mandatorily recommended to us in our dietary guidelines or in school lunches, which is really incredible. Actually, I was with a Native American recently, and he said, you know, we are mandated to have milk with every school lunch for our kids, and most of us are lactose intolerant and can't drink it. So it's unfortunate. So we want to basically get a strategy to deal with this. So the first thing you want to do is get rid of all the dairy. It's nature's perfect food, but only if you're a calf. Make sure you eat a very low glycemic, low sugar, low starch diet. So liquid sugar calories, flour products, sugar, just cut them out if you're really having problems. Eat an anti-inflammatory diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory compounds. They really, really help. So get those plenty, well, 5 to 9, I think is just minimum, but plenty of servings, probably 8 to 10 or 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Also, get more anti-inflammatory fats, like omega-3 fats, really important. Also, you can try evening primrose oil, which is an omega-6 fat. You might need to get those as supplements. Include anti-inflammatory foods in your diet, things like turmeric, fish oil from eating fish, ginger, green tea, nuts, dark purple and red foods like berries, green foods like dark leafy vegetables, omega-3 eggs, also really helpful. And there's certain supplements can be helpful. Evening primrose oil, maybe 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams a day. Zinc, about 30 milligrams a day. Vitamin A, maybe, you know, 5 to 10,000 you want to do under supervision because it's basically can be toxic when taken for a long time. Vitamin E as well. And probiotics. Probiotics can be very helpful for the gut. Certain probiotics can improve acne, lactobacillus, and others. And the other thing that we didn't really touch on too much is that food sensitivities can be a big factor. So you may not have a true allergy, but different foods may just trigger inflammation. For example, mentioned dairy, but also gluten. Eggs can be a factor, even though they're healthy. Different foods you might want to do an elimination diet, like the 10-day detox diet, to actually see what happens when you clear out all the inflammatory, potentially inflammation-triggering foods that you might be sensitive to. So there's really a lot of things you can do to fix your acne. In addition to the dietary cleanup, in addition to sorting out the nutritional deficiencies, dealing with your gut is really important. So a gut reboot, we've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but how do you do a gut reboot? It may require work with a functional medicine doctor. I call it the weeding, seeding, and feeding program. That's where we weed out the bad guys, seed the good guys with probiotics, and then feed the gut to get it healthy and support the growth of healthy bacteria. Also, you know, make sure you deal with stress, which can be a triggering factor. High levels of cortisol and inflammation from chronic stress can drive more skin issues. And also be careful what you're putting on your skin. A lot of the products out there are full of all kinds of chemicals and additives. Check out Skin Deep, which is the Environmental Working Group's guide on how to use products that are not full of toxins and crap on your face. So make sure, if basically my theory for what you should use topically is if you could eat it, you can use it on your body because everything goes through your skin. You don't want to actually have a topical set of compounds that you're putting on your skin that are causing more systemic issues. So there's a lot we can do to resolve acne. I've had such great luck with it with so many of my patients, young, old, at all stages of life. And if you focus on the root causes, get rid of the dairy and sugar, fix your gut, optimize your nutrient status, deal with stress, you're going to do fine. So that's my little health bite on acne. If you want to share this with your friends and family, please go ahead. We'd love to hear from you how you cured your acne with diet or lifestyle or supplements and the right things that actually help balance your system out. And if you love this podcast, please subscribe. And we'll see you next week on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com /picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.